Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Well, the time is upon us that we must discuss the beers of Oktoberfest.
Eins, zwei, Zufall.
That's right. I've had the privilege of actually going to the big festival on two different occasions, so I have a little bit of familiarity with the subject.
Oh, sure, yeah. I used to love the Oktoberfest beers, and I thought I'd revisit them and see how things are doing. The first one I tried was one of my favorites. It's Hocker Shore.
That's a classic.
And it's their Amber Märzen. And Hugh, this is just a wonderful beer. I liked it so much. A lot of competing sensations in the flavor. It was rich, nearly sweet, malty notes that are offset by brisk acidity. And then the beer had a medium body that's lightened by a spritzy carbonation. And then a sense of full flavor in the finish that gets picked up really quickly in the end. It's refreshing and just rewarding, and it's rich. And it's wonderful.
And it's the perfect thing to have with some grilled sausages with some nice mustard.
Ooh,
or grilled chicken, which is what you get when you're there.
So here's what happened, though, Hugh. None of the other three beers taste anything like that.
I'm not surprised.
There's you're going to have to explain to me what's going on.
Just people are selling what's selling.
Well, here was a good beer. It's called the Weinstefaner Fest beer. It's a deep golden color. It had a nice head. The aroma, it's lighter with sprucy hops, lemon notes, biscuits, and a vanilla sidelight. And the flavor profile is very light.
Uh-huh.
There is a sense of richness to it, but it's nothing like the Amber Märzen.
Right.
I enjoyed it, but then I noticed on it they said it's golden lager, and I thought, it's supposed to be Märzen.
Right.
But
it is traditionally.
Okay,
so they're moving the tradition.
Well, here's somebody who was very frank about it, Polaner, who makes some wonderful beer. This is their Oktoberfest Wiesen.
Right.
The wheat beer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it tasted like a wheat beer, and it didn't taste anything like an Amber Märzen, which is what I was hoping to have. But it was nicely made. I'll give him credit for that. Had a nice full belly for a wheat beer. And it wasn't so pungent as some of them that I've had.
I mean, you have to understand that wheat beer is also becoming more and more popular in Germany. So I'm not surprised to see that they've thrown that into that category. I bet if you looked a little further, you'd probably find their traditional Oktoberfest as well.
Well, they said this is the only one they're making now.
Really?
I went to the website. Yeah.
Wow. They've
apparently given up on that traditional style. And this is the only thing they're serving. Let me put it that way. They're only serving this. You know, so something's going on in the market there.
Well, what's going on in the market is that people are drinking wheat beer and they're drinking light lager in Germany.
Well, the next beer really proved it to me, and this was, I hate to say it, we don't usually come down on a product on Seller Notes, but I had the Hofbräu Oktoberfest beer.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been classic. It wasn't. I thought it was not a very good beer.
Really?
It was fairly light in flavor, absolutely no complexity. Is it possible for a beer to be overly fizzed up, you know, too much carbonation in a beer?
Not.
Because this was just all gas.
Well, then I'd have to look at it. I mean, but it should not have been.
It was hard to finish, and I can't believe it, but it was hard to finish. It was not pleasant.
Wow.
And, you know, compared to the Polaner, which I think was fairly similar in style, that was a nice beer. But this Hofbräu was just hard to finish.
So for you, the Hocker Shore was the highlight of your...
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I guess that means I'm a beer dinosaur. I don't know.
No, it just means that you appreciate the classics.
I do like the classic. I'm old school, alte Schule.
Okay.
Well, we're going to put these down on our website. We hope you look at them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.